drugs and pharmacology. Most medication, up to the early 20th century, was of plant origin. Such remedies had often been in use for many centuries. The Romans used rhubarb imported from China for many of their medicines. Few of these plant-based remedies were effective in curing diseases, but may have reduced the discomfort of those suffering from the disease. Morphine, obtained from the opium poppy, was again used in the 18th and 19th centuries as laudanum, an alcoholic extract from poppy juice given to reduce pain. Its use, particularly quietening babies, produced considerable mortality. At the beginning of the 20th century, purely synthetic drugs began to be produced. After much experimentation, Salvarsan was synthesized in Germany to treat syphilis. Shortly after, this was replaced by neo-Salvarsan. The inability to treat infection was a major problem until the development of the sulfur drug, prontosil, synthesized in 1932. This was shortly replaced by other sulfonamides. The greatest advance in treating bacterial infection was the discovery of penicillin. This was produced from a mold, Penicillium notatum, which was observed to inhibit bacterial growth. The development and purification of penicillin produced a dramatic cure for many life-threatening infections. Since then, many more antibiotics derived from penicillin have been produced. In the 20th century, scientific knowledge of the functions of the body has led to designer drugs, specifically engineered to treat disease. Drugs affecting the mind have been synthesized to promote or exhibit particular chemical reactions in the brain to alter brain chemistry and hence the patient's mood. The production costs of new drugs are very high because of the research required before the drug can be released for general use. This case contains some of the medicinal plants that Victorian apothecaries and physicians would have been familiar with. There is a Dutch 17th century jar for St. John's wort, which we use today for mild depression. On the top shelf, there is a homeopathy kit. Homeopathy was developed in Germany at the end of the 18th century and was based on the belief that medicines should produce symptoms similar to the disease being treated. Also on this shelf is a foxglove, a common plant in Britain, which can be used as a poison but also to alleviate heart disease. Also contained in the case is a selection of modern drugs and alternative Chinese medicines.